Emma.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah.
What's new?
Well, I was calling. Raya and I are going to come over for dinner tomorrow.
Oh, you are?
Yes. So I talked to Auntie earlier today, and I just said I would call and let her know what time. So I thought I'd just call you. But Raya, I think what we're going to do is, Auntie said that you were making tuna casserole tonight.
Yes, uh-huh.
So I didn't know, like one thing I thought is that Raya and I could go to Whole Foods before we come over and just get a couple things, and then if you have leftover tuna casserole that you want to have, I don't know what you wanted to have instead of cooking or...
Well, we don't have any tuna but cheese. If you want to make mac and cheese, that's fine.
Okay. Well, I think that we were thinking that we would just pick something up.
Okay.
Like maybe one of those pizzas from Whole Foods that you like?
You know, they have a real good all-cheese pizza. That's very, very good, especially if you could get them when they're just taking one out of the oven.
Yeah,
I've had it, and it's tender, and it's very, very good.
Yes.
Whatever you girls want, that'll be fine.
Okay. How are you otherwise?
I'm doing pretty good. I feel good. I feel a lot better than I did. And I went to the heart doctor last Friday. Days go by and I don't really realize. And my heart's doing okay, except the only problem I have with it, it's beating too fast. So he's had me on Cardizem. And he beeped it up. It was 120 mg, and he beeped it up to 180 mg. And he said, "We'll try that." And he said, "If that's going to calm it down, I don't need to come back and see."
Well, that's good. So when when do you go get to check to see if it's working?
Well, I don't know. He said if it wasn't going to work, he would put a Holter monitor on me. And I've worn that before. So, but I feel fine. I feel great.
Yeah.
I still have this darn cough, but it's okay because I'm taking the Mucinex, and I am getting some of that phlegm out of my lungs, and that I'm very happy about.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Oh, it'll be great to see you girls. It'll be great.
Yeah, I'm sorry it's taken so long.
Oh, well, I know you're busy. Good heavens, you've got school. That would keep me more than busy.
Yeah.
And everything, but it'll be just great. We should have a great time.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea what time you can come?
Yeah, Raya's going to pick me up at 7:30.
Oh, okay.
And then we're going to go stop at the market first, and then that's it.
Oh, that's great.
So we'll just come
after that. Carol
doesn't
usually get home until, after 8 o'clock, but maybe she can get out of there earlier tomorrow.
Well, that's what I just thought if you could, when you see her tonight, if you could just let her know that we're going to be arriving around 8,
okay.
It would be nice if she could come earlier.
I know she tries to get out of there, but it's doggone far, and the freeways get so backed up and everything. I know it takes her a good hour to get home, and I think even longer to get to work in the morning, because there's just so darn much traffic.
Yeah.
I'm glad I don't drive anymore. That would have me scared half to death.
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
No, that's great. I really have something to look forward to.
Yeah. It'll be nice. So.
Uh-huh. I'd like to hear about everything you girls have been doing, how your schoolwork is going, and everything else. And that'll be just great. I'm so excited.
Well, good.
Mm-hmm.
You sound like you're breathing really hard, Grandma.
Yeah, I am right now. I get a little excited, and that's what happens. But no, my breathing's okay, and my blood pressure is great. 102 over 60. So I don't have any problem that way. It's just that I've got to get this garbage out of my lungs, then I can breathe easier.
Yeah.
Because when I get excited by it, it shows up too.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay. Well, I'm still at school now, and I'm getting ready to go home, so. Yeah, I've been dealing with the same thing Auntie does, so I try to stay, you know, a little bit later in the day, or so that I don't get such traffic.
Yeah. Oh, it's awful. I wish you could find a different job someplace else. But jobs aren't easy to find right now. There's an awful lot of people out of work.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like you just gotta stay with it, you know.
Yeah, well, we had talked about it. And I told her, I said, you don't like it, you don't like the kind of work you're doing. But I said, Gerald, you're getting a paycheck. And if you quit now, I said, what's going to happen? She said, well, she can't quit because she's got to pay mortgage, you know, mortgage payments on the house. I said, yes, I know that. So sometimes we just have to bite the bullet and go with it. Because it will turn around. It's going to take a little while, but it will turn around.
Yeah.
And I was watching the news the other day, and they showed a man here in the valley in Covina. He's making whatever on his unemployment now. And the president has extended unemployment for another 6 months. And he said, why should I go to work? He said, I make more on unemployment than if I was working. Now, what kind of an attitude is that? Because then they showed the lady with a print shop, which is the kind of work she does, and she said, I'll pay $20 an hour for anybody that will come in and help me. And you think that character would rather sit home and do nothing and draw unemployment, which is our money, it's taxpayers' money, than get out and get that job. It just made me mad on the Hornet there for a while. I thought, if he was anywhere near, I'd box his ears.
Yeah. Well, yes.
$20 an hour is nothing to sneeze at. Especially if you can work, get off of your backside and do something.
Yeah.
I'm getting on soapbox.
Well, that's okay, Grandma.
Well, anyway. Well, I can remember Grandpa working, and he had a union position. And when we moved to the Heights 41 years ago, he was making $4.75 an hour.
Wow.
And we groceries were about the same price they are now. But we were making ends meet. We could do it. And if we could do it, the rest of the people can do it too. The problem is they're lazy. They want somebody to feed them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, someday you started writing the family history, and some one of these days we need to get together and put it down on paper. At least the part where it's Grandpa and I, this part of the family. The other family history is pretty well gone, but our family history, the Randalls, the Bud and Jenny's Randall history, that needs to put down on paper, because what we lived through as a child, we lived through the Depression, we lived through the Great War, and how we made do with things, and how we prospered. It was how it said it took a certain generation of people to do that. That's why we're called the greatest generation.
Yeah, well, I think, I mean, the way that it worked last time is that I just recorded you talking a little bit. And I think that that's the most realistic way to go about recording this stuff. Because,
okay.
And the other thing is that you don't write anything down either. Like, if you
yes,
want to make some notes, that would be very helpful, too.
I know, I hate to put it in my handwriting with this arthritis in my hand. It's a little hard to read, but at least I did have something in my own handwriting. I'm very guilty of that, other than that.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think that maybe the best way that we can go about doing it is doing these, just if, you know, these recordings.
Uh-huh.
Because then, you know, you don't have to worry too much about it. I mean, in terms of, we can just sort of let you talk and we're not worrying about anything, you know, in terms of, like, writing down something or... So... But I can bring my computer tomorrow and we could do some.
Okay, whatever you want, honey.
Okay.
That sounds good. I can start at the time where Grandpa and I met. That's how we...
Yeah.
Quite a story.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I've got noodles cooking, and I better go check to see if they're not stuck to the bottom of the pan.
Okay.
That, you know.
Yes. Okay, well, I'll just be sure to tell Auntie that we're coming tomorrow.
Okay,
and we'll be there by around 8 o'clock. So if she could,
fine.
Yeah, if she could try to get off work early, that would be great.
Okay, that would be great. I'll tell her the minute she comes in.
Okay.
Okay, sweetheart.
Well,
see you tomorrow. Then.
See you tomorrow. Nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you. I love you.
Love you too.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye.